Slow, slow. Let me go backstage. Nap it.
Yeah, Majid, you begin the division. You can't cope up with them. You can't allow them to come in. You say, you please, those who come at about 11 o'clock, please come inside. After that, those who come up 12 o'clock, now it's your turn to go and get inside and so forth. So gradually.
Baba's in the car, and Mera, myself, Merukova. Anyway, we were all in the car with Baba, another car following. That is before the accident. But when we would be driving along the highway, it's in my diary what part of the state that was. I don't remember offhand. But on those hilly, rocky parts, as we went past it, we could see written in enormous letters, Jesus Christ is here. First it was, no, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And here's Baba sitting in the car. We're driving past. And then some of that. In the end it says, Jesus is here. And for us it was like a little secret. We knew he's here.
But then you were too easy.
Huh?
When the big movement in the United States, what they call the Jesus generation, coincided very much the same time as the Baba movement. And it was obviously Baba generating love for Christ Jesus, and those people who sense Garrick or whatever could not accept the idea, this is one conjecture, that a man in India was the Christ. So because of compassion and love and understanding of the individual, he became alive in the hearts of lovers of Jesus. Again, he was reborn again. Being born again to the sincere lover of Jesus means that Jesus lives in them. I mean, I've had long talks with people about Jesus living in them, and their feelings are not unlike to mine. We're doubly blessed.
But they also believe that they're exclusive. Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's...
You're not pointing out.
You call it... You can't all be at the same place at the same time. We were once, quite probably, were at a point where somebody else is now. So it's just a matter of a progress. And in that, some God luck. To me, it would amaze me why Baba would pick up one stone and throw it. Why that stone? Apart from that, it's just a matter of, it's no good looking down or things like that. It's only when you get carried away by being drawn to false saints or things like that, which Baba does want to protect us from, which is why he has told us, stay with me. But that's only for his lovers. But that doesn't mean that anything that everybody does is part of the pattern. You can't all be in that same square. Each one has a different square, and everybody's moving forward. And there'll be a time when some of those will be in the squares we are in now. It's always a going forward, as Baba said. So it's really no mystery or problem. Why does everybody have to be the same, even among Baba lovers? Are we the same? Each Baba lover is different. And as I say, if Baba is the conductor and we are a symphony, what would it be like if everybody played the cello? We are different. One is a violin, one is a cello, one is a piano, one is a drum, one is a cymbal. I think I would describe Baidul as a cymbal. You know, he uses all kinds, but the harmony is the unity, not uniformity in Baba's. So all this has a place, has a part in his plan.
I suppose, Jim, the one thing that disturbs me...
Baba himself told us long, long time ago, and he has repeated it casually at certain intervals. He said, the whole world will come to follow me. This is the climax of all my avataric advents. And in this advent, he said, the whole world, I don't know how much of the world will be left, but whatever it is, the whole world will follow me. And when he said that, we all always, of course, take it and say, yes, Baba. But we don't really realize it, you know. It's like seeing a picture. When it comes to life is when it happens. And when I was 15 years old, and we were in Mehrabad at the time, we'd come from Nasik, we were for a number of years in Nasik. That's where I first joined Baba for good. We were in Mehrabad. And we were in the afternoon, we would be seated in the back of the kitchen where the shade of the wall was there. Baba's guard, he would be there. And a few of us would just sit around. We were just very few, about six women, five or six. And we would sit around in the afternoon. There was no wall. There was just a barbed wire. You could see way into eternity, it seemed, in Mehrabad, when absolute quiet, not a sound, because nobody could come inside. There were two posted out there. The older ones were posted. Marcy was posted out there. So quiet. And we would sit with Baba. There was nobody in the universe except Baba and a few of us. The only sound was of a bumblebee. I still love the sound of the bumblebee and the sound of the dove. Coo-coo, 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 coo-coo. That would come from some distance. And we would sit with Baba. And Baba said at that time, make the most of your time with me now. Make the most of your being alone with me as you are now. It won't be like that. Later, oh, he said, there will be so many around me. And he made a gesture that embraced just every, like the whole hill and all. I mean, full. And he said, sort of, Easterners and Westerners. And at that time, even though I was an imaginative child, I could not picture the absolute opposite of what we were experiencing then. The total contrast, I could not imagine or picture. But I've seen it come to pass from 15 to in my 50s, 60s. I'm 64 now. So, see how long it took? That is why after Baba dropped his body and all this tidal wave is slowly rising, growing, and I recall that. I had forgotten all those years in between, and I recall what Baba saying, it will one day be just like this. So if that has come to pass, it's only a matter of time. Well, then what he says is, the whole world will follow me, will also come to pass. We may not be there, you see. But you see, one day when I was saying something, Baba promised somebody something, and I smiled. Meaning, well, whether Baba keeps the promise or not, you see. Baba sometimes said, we'll do this, and he hasn't done it. Like when he said, I'm going to break my silence, and he hasn't broken it according to us, according to the people. So I smiled, and he saw me. And he saw me smile. He wasn't looking at me while I was smiling, but he turned around and saw me smile. And he said, I am the only one who never breaks a promise. Well, interpret that. It was a very serious feeling that came over me when Baba said that. Although I was being sort of humorous and saying, ha ha, you know, I know Baba, we've been with Baba all this time. And when he turned around and said that, so you see, whatever he said must come to pass, must fructify, must happen. But not in our terms, not according to our vision, not according to our terms or time, but it has to. So what we see now, or what he had said when I was 15, to me, well, what he said later will also come to pass. The whole world, that is why then suddenly we have been a little stingy with items of Baba's, personal items of Baba, coats and sandals and sadras. In 1969, having given a sadra to each group as we knew them then, and thinking, well, this is it. This is what Baba told us about. This is what we have seen. We have witnessed. Marvel, praise be to him, his miracle of love. We'd go home and relax. And now it's just growing, more groups. At one time we had a map the United States map, I'm sorry, world map in our office. And somebody kindly sent us colored pins. So we didn't know what to do with them. So we said, now that the pins have come, we better start sticking it on the map wherever there are Baba groups. According to the time he has said, because he would often say when somebody would come and see him when he was in form, in physical form, and seemed seen him, bowed down to him, and gone away apparently as dry as they had come. And the person who had brought that particular individual would look disappointed. And Baba would turn around and say, his time has not come. That's all. So simple. Or he has said, when those who have been so eager to share what they have received from Baba with others of their family. The Maharani of Baroda, Shanta Devi, who placed her palace Guru Prasad at Baba's disposal, who would attend every time when Baba had a darshan. She was so eager that her family should also love Baba, should know Baba, should recognize Baba. But why should they have what I have? When you have that, you know the treasure you have. That is why you want to share it. So she brought her daughters one by one. She brought her sons. She brought her nieces. Quite a number of her relatives. She brought her brother. Nothing seemed to happen. And she was looking a bit sad about it. And Baba said, don't worry. Your connection is with you. But through you, they will all benefit. Why worry? When their time comes, they will get it. So you see, what a lot of unnecessary worry we do. Instead of worrying about the real thing, worrying about how to love Baba more and more, worrying about, are you pleasing Baba enough? This is Baba's words. Baba said, don't worry. But if you must worry, I mean, if you've got to have a worry, otherwise you'll die. All right, have a worry and worry this. Even about Zoroastrians, Baba has said. You know, the Zoroastrian, the community, he graced by taking the form as a Zoroastrian, the community has been the most opposing. I tell you, my family's had to suffer, also the early Baba lovers have had to suffer. But my family, my mother especially, has had to suffer tremendously from the Zoroastrian community. But their children's children, or nephews, daughters-in-law, sons-in-law, are all for Baba now. It's amazing. My mother never saw that, but we have witnessed it, seen it. They won't go to their job without coming into Baba's room. This is in Pune, Pune community, because that's where he was born. Now, they will. So one day when Baba had said, he said, somebody said, Baba, is this Zoroastrians? Zoroastrians who won't believe you, accept you, they don't follow you, accept you as... Baba said, they'll come. They'll all come. And then he made a gesture like they'd come out of the holes. In each corner he did this. You know how little mice come out of the holes in the corner of the walls? They'll come out. They'll all hide. They'll all come out. Very gently, casually, Baba. And we are now saying that. So you see, he's right. It's only a matter of time, whatever he has said.
Mani, wasn't Baba very specific about his lovers as far as, like, leaving that business of making them come out to him and not the lovers, like, saying to, like, say, for me to say to a born-again Christian or to a Catholic or a Jew, that's all real nice, but you should have Baba. Wasn't Baba real specific about saying, leave them where they're at? And
you mean of the different religions?
Yeah, like to the Baba lovers, to the Baba community. Wasn't Baba real specific about telling us not to proselytize? To not say, you shouldn't have Jesus, you should have Baba.
Never force Baba, but never hide Baba. Don't force Baba down anybody's throat. That's no. But don't hide him. Don't let anybody point a finger at you some years later. But you knew me. You used to work where I work. You never told me about Baba. Give Baba. Then it's for them.
How would all the rest of us have come to know that?
Well, yeah, that's true. But I think
atheists and agnostics.
One of the things that I find when I'm talking to people that in my business was I feel like there's a point that you reach where you have to say, this is for me. But I'm not saying that it's necessarily for you. It's up to you to decide. I think that's real important to make clear to people that you're not trying to sell them Mer Baba. And that's one of the things that I hear from a lot of people, that it sounds to me like there's a sales pitch going on. And in my readings, or possibly from my last paper, I seem to have gotten that was one thing that Baba didn't want people to do.
You see, first of all, we mustn't forget that Baba's doing it. Baba draws, Baba comes to the person. But he needs the excuse, the means, anything he will do it through. And if you print universal messages, universal message, many copies, and you just mail them out, we have known one Baba lover who came through that. One was in his mailbox, and he saw Baba's picture and knew he's God before he even read it. So we have to be ready with that, not to be lazy with that. But it's not for us to judge or push Baba down. No, no. But don't hide him. That's all we say. You know, you may have a button on, and somebody will say, they're meant to, who's that? Look at Alex John. He was driving, he was riding in Irvin Luck's taxi.
Right.
And Irvin used to leave Baba's little picture on the seat. And some picked it up and said, hey, I think that's yours. And Irvin knew that was all right. But another would pick up and say, who's that? And that's what happened with Alex John.
Well, not exactly. actually, what happened was that I got into the cab, and from the moment I entered the cab, I felt this bliss. It was pouring rain, and I told the driver where I was going, and I said to myself, whatever it is, it has to be coming from the driver, not the motor, because I was really getting euphoric. So I began questioning the driver. Ah. I looked at his chauffeur's license, and it's Red Urban Luck. And so I thought, this is my lucky day. And I began questioning the driver, and finally he said, blah, 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 India. And I said, you were an Indian? He said, yes. And I said, I asked him, I said, what was the purpose of your trip to India? And he said very casually, to visit the avatar, Meher Baba. I knew what the term avatar meant. Meher Baba, I'd never heard until that moment. My inner self, because I said there were no, I didn't see any photographs in the camp. My inner self, Claire Labelle, said, I'm home. So I was on my way to this concert, and I said, heck with the concert. I'm not going to let this guy get away. And I did something I've never done in my life. I made a date with Tam Rabbit. And he said, okay, come and have dinner with my brother and I. Well, he and Eddie, the Luck brothers, neither of them knew me from Adam. There I was, a total stranger. And they prepared a meal out there expecting the king. And the same feeling all over again in their apartment. And what I realized permeated that cab was love. Just pure love. And then, of course, I wrote to Baba immediately, and I just said, dear Baba, take me with you. The rest you already know. Love, Alex. So I was sort of like an easy cash.
Now, this the story I was saying about picking up the Baba card was somebody else. And there were two, altogether three Baba lovers who came through Irvin Lack's cab driving. Just the cab driving.
This is my divine link.
Yeah.
Really, I love it.
What did Baba reply? Did you get a reply?
Well, I went. The first meeting I went to, I was very lucky. A cable or a telegram was read. Mayor Baba said that his lovers, no, he said that he was in strict seclusion, but that his lovers could write to him, but not to expect a reply. And I wrote to him that night. And it didn't matter to me whether he replied in the form of a letter, because he's always replying.
Yeah. That was the one letter they were all to write. What year was that, Alex? Do you remember?
That'd be in 64, I guess. Yeah. Somewhere around. Of course, in 69, I was here. Dr. Kenmore came back to him, and he said, beg, borrow, steal. And those were his exact words. He said, go to India for Mary Bartle's darshan. I said, well, I don't have the money, so we say breath. And I had this policy, insurance policy. And I remembered something that Gandhi said about insurance policies. He said that insurance was an evil. And policy, cash it in, which is what I did.
Sound policy.
Yeah, right. Plus the fact I felt that it was the only important thing I've ever done in this life. It was a tremendous impact on my life. And still is.
That, and back came the answer. It was an SOS from Bombay lovers who were wielding, managing a stall, Baba stall in a fair. It was a nationwide fair, you see, that was being held, and they had opened a stall there. Baba stall with the books and questions poured in, you see, they had put a big picture of Baba and the sayings and this and that. But after all, who is he? And they said, well, he is God and all that. So, you know how it is. And some says, oh, and some. So it was very embarrassing for the ones who were managing the stall. There were such questions put there and they couldn't answer and all that. So there was an SOS sent here to Baba. Said, Baba, we have opened a stall in your cause and we are unable to answer the questions. Baba gave them little latitude. So you just send the questions and I will answer and send them back. So the first question was, who is Mer Baba? And his answer was this, the one that provokes this question in you.
That first book is there.
The one who provokes this question in you is Mer Baba. So that talk and that debate, all that was going on, was just he is the one who is provoking and he is the one who is answering. You know.
I wanted to have a premises for my hospital. So, I had already my own premises, but I wanted to extend it. So I requested Bachubhai Dada Chanji's, Arnavaji's mother, if she could give me her flat, and if she could go up, I'll pay the higher rent, but I can have the disconnected wing. So she told me, I will ask my grandfather. I said, oh, it's all right. And grandfather was Mer Baba, which I never knew. Then she came 3-4 days after that my grandfather has given permission. You can have that flat. Like that, she became my friend. And when once Baba's person becomes friend, meaning Baba's story rolls on. And after days together, her daughter, Nargesh, fell ill. So she was brought to my hospital. And there she started talking of Mer Baba. I said, yes, I've heard the name. But years back, but I do not know anything about him. So she gave me some idea what Mer Baba is. But she said in such a simple way, I thought him to be a very great personality. That's all. And I had no idea what avatar or what Sadhguru or anything. I had no idea. So like that, the stories were collected from her, from Bachubhai, and from Arnavaj. At the same time, Pleader was there. And Pleader was coming to them very often. And Pleader was relating the stories. So I was greatly enthusiastic to see him. But I never knew that he was coming to me. Already I had seen him twice, which I did not know, because he was going up to Bachubhai's place. And I thought him to be a diamond merchant. It was like that, Arab dress. I saw him, mostly from the back. And I said, somebody must be staying up, and they must be, because my uncle had this business, diamond business, and all the Arabs were coming. So I said, that Arab is coming. But I was always wondering, why this diamond merchant brings all sorts of men, and they were all accommodated in a small car. One here, one there. I was wondering, but I didn't care. So when I heard the story, I told Bachubai. Bachubai asked me, are you interested to see? I said, surely.
Does see he come? Who? Her grandfather.
Oh, yes, grandfather. So I said, yes, he comes here. I said, he comes to Bombay. I would be very happy to see him. So when he came, he asked, Bachubai asked him whether he would be pleased to see me. He said, don't send word to her. I will be, while going down, I will see her. So unaware, I was caught hold of. And he stepped into my house. I was so dazzled with his beauty. It was so glorifying. That I said, what could it be? I couldn't speak. Neither I offered him a chair. Neither I wished him. I didn't know to bow down. That I didn't know at all. But even I didn't wish him folded hand even. Then Faramroj Dadachandji was there. So Faramroj said, Faramroj offered a chair to Baba, and he offered a chair to me also. Then Baba asked me, you asked me some question. I was so drawn aback. I never considered him a magician or astrologer, or never thought of asking him any question. Then he pressed me, ask me something. All of a sudden, I blurted out, I want to go to England, which I hadn't had the slightest thought a second before. But something to say, so I blurted out. So he said, not now, I will send you. Then he said, ask a second question. With difficulty, I could think of one question. Then he says, I do not speak, but you speak. Then I said, the children are dying of epidemic, diarrhea epidemic. So I'll be very happy if that is stopped. I just blurted out that too. Then he said, show me your hospital. Then he went from room to room, but there were Parsis. And the Parsis were deadly against at that time. And I had heard that, but I'd never read or nothing, but I'd heard through Bachubai that Parsis are against. He didn't step there. He saw my theater, he saw my operation room, he saw everything, my delivery room, but not this, the group of Parsis where they were kept in the ward. And he said, now nobody will die. And really, none did die. And the hospital died. Because after say, a few months or so, he sent word, you go to England within, he gave me the date also, this date you'll just go. I had no money. I'd just established my hospital and nothing to, how can I go? But Bachubai said his words should be carried because you had asked for it. At that time it blurted out, but I never knew that he will be sending me so soon. Then I said, when his words should be carried, I just applied to Parsi Panchayat, which is our trust, where I was working honorably. And I just applied, thinking that they said that funds are over. Only you came 2-3 days back. If you had come earlier, they would have thought of it. Then I said, no, anyway, I should get. I want loan. I don't want money. I want loan only. Then considering that, they sent me, my secretary, that trustees of the hospital secretary, he said, I'll try my best. But why did you not apply earlier? But who thought that I will be going to England? Anyway, they consulted and they said, because I was doing honorary work, she should be given some grant. And she's doing a nice work, as one few good words. And I was given so when I was given to loan, that 8 was the date given to me. And my cousin said, I will never allow you to go on 8, because my cousin who went on 8, he never returned back. So you will go and you will never return. So, and it was too early. So I took my friend. I said, will you come with me? Because I was very timid at that time, not what I am today. So I said, to go to such an extent, then to go from one room to the other, I would take somebody. And at night time especially. So to go to England without anybody. So she said, all right, she was a rich man's daughter. Within a day she can. And passport was very easy at that time. So I went on 16th. And that I established my contact with Baba personally. He saw us. myself and my friend. And it was told to me by the gestures that I should write letters every 21 days. What he meant, I said that I had to carry that word on. I went there. First thing, should I write a letter? Was writing, but very scared. But should I send him money for the gratitude what he has shown me? And the money, the easy way I got the money. Should I write, send the money? That was questioned within me.
And you wanted to send money or you asked for
no,
money?
No, no, to send money to Baba.
Oh.
As
from
a,
England?
As a present.
From England?
From England, huh? Just because he sent me, so.
Oh,
but I wanted not to give my name, never thinking that he's God and he knows everything. So my hostess was there. Baba had arranged for me where to stay, what to do. She was the same person who had stayed in India, who was deadly against Baba, and where Dr. Donkin was staying. He never told me that she is against. And I said, I want to send money to somebody. I didn't say that whom. So she said, you can send it my name, because she knew that I wanted to send it to Baba. And he had forgotten to tell me that she is against. So the money was sent. And the reply came. I was expecting that money. Thank you very much. I will utilize it for hospital purpose. So she came, you're God, you're this. And I was so funked. Oh, Baba, how could he write that? She said, I never thought of it, and he did not know that it is you are sending. I did not know that Baba meant the other way. He knew that it was I. Anyway, that shock she was given, and then this one told me that she is against him. And the experience what I got there, experience of my life, it was not for the sake of study that I was sent, but I was sent there to mold myself. Every step had hindrances. And the girl whom I thought my best friend, she became my bitterest enemy. And every time she was saying, I'm going to India, I'm leaving you alone. She knew that I can't stay alone. So I was begging her, I was saying that, and we were, but the experience what she gave me, it was too bitter to be said. So after getting that experience, when I came down here, she enjoyed life at my cost, because she was having all fun. And I was very serious, because Baba had sent me to study, not to enjoy life. And when she was, all the time she was threatening me, she saw the whole world. And I came back without seeing anything, studying, thinking that I will now establish myself more and more, thinking. When I came here, I thought the money which I for my hospital is too small. I cannot pull on with the hospital, because now I've come with a great grand idea and this and that, and full of ego, thinking that I know something. I will just I didn't know that it was an experience which had gone there with the idea. It never fulfilled. Because gradually, my hospital and everything was sinking to such an extent that I had to clear it off. I didn't ask Baba, I didn't know then that I had to ask Baba. But my health failed and everything failed, and I knew that I won't be able to pull on with this. Never mind, because I was doing social work, and Baba was telling me, very good. You do social work, which I hadn't had the idea, that with the idea of charity or with the pity or for poor, nothing like that. I got myself, I do not know how I involved myself in such a way that I had no income, but I had tremendous amount of patience. So people were thinking that I'm minting money. And Baba said, don't ask for money, don't ask for pay, don't ask for this. And gradually my practice was such, people were expecting me to pay visit even free. So I said, best way to close the hospital, best way to close the dispensary, best way to do something. And like that, I just shoved myself in a very huge scale of social work. Without my knowledge, it was Baba was doing. I could never have thought of it. But I had grand idea, thinking that my practice will be double and three times. If I just serve the poor, they will just spread the news. But the news was that she can give free medicine and free everything. At my cost, I had to give. then better to stop it. And then I fell ill. And Baba gave me order that you just, your health should be looked after first. You just stop working. There had a huge concern, and that was this Parsi Panchayat. And that too, close it at once. And you go with Narikesh Dadachandji to outside Bombay. So to close the institute, which I had put in such a way, it was a huge concern. I was the head. But I had to follow Baba's order. Within 5 days, you should go away. And my secretary was angry. Everybody were angry. But you write down the application that you will come back when you are better, this, that. But Baba didn't tell me that you should take the same job. So I said, no, I want to resign. I already arranged for a doctor and they are coming and nothing will be. And I appointed them trustees and committee, and the work was given to me. But everybody was very angry with me that in such a speech you got it and you are just keeping it in halfway. But Baba had the purpose. If I hadn't stopped working then, what would our condition would be? I realize today and I realize then. Because all the time my mind was in money, to make money and more money. No idea of social work, no idea of this, but I was involved in it and I had to stop it. So afterwards I went outside Bombay for a health resort. And there one day, it was a place near the seashore. So Narikesh told me, she was telling me all the stories of Baba. All the time she was telling me, and all the information which I did not know, as because we hadn't had the books in English as it is today. So she was telling me, so she said, let us go and meditate. I said, meditate? I can't concentrate for a few minutes. How can I meditate? But come to the sea. Baba said that you have to think that God is a vast ocean. And you think of it and you will concentrate. I said, okay, let me try. I went there.
How big was Nargis at the time?
So 35. When I went there, it was 45. So she was, must be about 25 or so.
But was she thin or was she?
She was thin, limp like anything, falling sick every time.
Tell that also, how big she was.
Yes, she was such a tiny.
She was like a reed.
So really, she was such a thing.
She is very healthy.
Yes, very. Yeah. Not half of it.
Not even half of
it. And
Nargisha. You all have noticed, yeah. Nargisha.
So sure. She wanted, see, one day she told
so
Baba.
What Baba? Tell
them. One day she said, Baba, I want to be fat. You want to be fat? I will make you as fat as this pillar. You showed a pillar. Yes, Baba, anyway.
I can't stand this, my being a reed here.
She was such a thing. Really, she was. And Baba knew her, what she wanted. Now on, she wants,
now she wants to be as she was before.
Which is not possible. So there, she sat on a tree was there. She sat, leaned there. And she was just thinking. And I was by her side on the ground, on the seashore I was sitting. And all of a sudden, I burst out crying. I wept and wept and wept. And what did I see? I saw, because she said, see this ocean. So I was looking at the ocean. And I saw, and the voice came. I am Allah ko noor hai. My Allah ko noor hai. My Allah ko noor hai. 3 times the voice came. I am the, what you call it?
Effulgence of God.
3 times the voice came. And I could not see. So I closed my eyes so tight because it was too unbearable. And I wept and wept. Nargis understood. I didn't understand. All of a sudden, what had happened to me? She allowed me to cry. Then she says, well, keep quiet. Never mind, you will be quite all right. But I couldn't tell her what I saw. She said, come along, let us go home. But I couldn't forget. I couldn't open my eyes. So when Baba was saying that you can't stand by this, only say that 1,000,000th part, what he showed me then, I couldn't stand. So she took me home. And that was the experience what I got there of Baba. But real Baba, I understood when I saw the film of, what is that called? But that who's that man? Five times I saw the film of that one who died even. What is it? One man who took the part of the Tukaram.
Tukaram.
I saw that film. It was in Marathi. I didn't understand Baba. All these things, but still I didn't understand him. But I saw the film for five times because I didn't understand Marathi. Unless and until each and every word I understood, till then I was not satisfied. Then I understood what God could be. And then my life absolutely changed. I wanted not money. I wanted not anything. But I wanted to be near Baba. Because it had given me such an impact that to be what Baba, money is not a question. So first time in 38, when I entered Baba's ashram, which was on the hill, first time, ladies' wing was open. And first step, when I said, I wish I could be here, 38. But I, by that time, that thought passed. And my cousin was by my side. She says, I wouldn't like to be here in the prison. I said, maybe. But I
by the way, a little digression is needed. She talked about that film, the one who enacted the part of that great one. He got so involved in the enactment that later on he lost his gross consciousness and was totally absorbed in the love of God, and he died very soon.
And that film,
in that film, the one, and but the film is still being shown. He played the part so well that he emerged with the character that he was playing, and he lost his consciousness and he died. He dropped the body. So then, in 1938, you stepped in. Huh?
But what happened?
No, but you said your friend or sister said...
No, she said, I wouldn't like to. But yeah. That thought passed. And I saw Mera for the first time I saw. And I said, what a life it is. But what I mean to say, it changed my life. Because all the time I was thinking, to be near Baba, to be like that. But what am I worthy of it? Anyway. Important facts I forget. So now, once...
From 38, where'd you go then? Back to Bombay or...?
Yes, that time it went on. Very instances now, I just tell you the whatever the incidents had happened. In about 42, 45 or so, I told Baba, but no, before that, Baba, I don't understand the world. I don't understand human beings. Neither they understand me. Because I was doing such things. People were wondering that what I am doing. Instead of paying my attention to my work and these all the time, doing something different. So Baba said, do one thing. Don't do anything. Stop it. And I will tell you what to do. Till then you keep quiet. So I said, yes, Baba. When he said, stop it, what to do? So I was playing cards. All the time playing bridge. Not less than 10 to 12 hours. And I was making, four people were there. I was making them sit. I said, what to do? When he said, I will tell you. So I said, you will tell me. By the time 52 came, 49 came. Before that, I said, what? I must earn something because Baba had provided me with everything. I had not to be short of money in any way. But I said, I must do something. So I started, guest house at Panjgani.
So in spite of not doing anything, you started?
No, don't do medical. I will see that if you do medical, you will fail. And I will see that you don't earn. Medical
work. So you don't do any medical
stuff. Medical work. What else could I do? So I said, why not to go to Panjgani, which is my most favorite spot, where my uncle's hotel is there. So I started a guest house there. And I thought, I wish I could entertain my Baba one day. But I had no house because my hospital is gone. I was asked Baba by Baba to stay at my auntie's place, never to my own mother's place or to Annavaji's place. So that way I thought of Panjgani and I started a guest house. So one day, I say that when after 3-4 months, my mother's father was ill, and the wire came. By the time my mother was ill, and the wire came, so I had to run down to Bombay. Hardly I had started that for 3-4 months, but I had rented that building for 1 year. So I said that now it is out of season and I'll come back and do that. By that time, my father died within 8 days. He died of cancer. And my mother was paralyzed. My mother didn't know that my father was dying too. So I had to look after her. And by that time,